with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Friday's podcast. Yeah, breakfast rolled edition of a Friday. Did you have fun on the show today? I'll turn your microphone on there now.
Yes, I had an immense amount of fun this morning. Got a lot off my chest as
you
well.
You did. You had a good rant, which you will hear.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It is very powerful.
Empowering.
Okay. Yeah. There was a lot of support coming in for it. Mm-hmm. First up, though, I found a new way that you can make money by scratching people's backs.
Scratch man and I'll scratch yours.
Una, do I have something for you?
Hand it over.
All right, okay. This is something that you could either earn from or provide from, all right? And that is, in Miami, there's a new wellness fad that's going around. You love a wellness fad.
I do.
You do, all right. Is it goat yoga? No, that's a thing already. We love that. It is paying people to scratch your back.
What?
Sorry, paying people to scratch your back.
Why would you pay someone to scratch your back?
You know, when somebody...
I had my twin scratch my back for me last night.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, and it was good until they decided to start doing it to my face and neck, and it got really sore.
So... I was wondering what was going on.
And also, you can buy something called a back scratcher. And like, okay, see, for example, I have this fork. See, but said fork, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I can just now scratch my back with the fork.
Can you get it everywhere?
I could, yeah. Well, I couldn't get my lower back, but I could get my lower back with my other hand.
No, but if you bring that hand down instead of trying to do it from the top down.
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, exactly. Right. So, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay, well...
It's a waste of money. Unless you're getting a massage on top and then, fine, give me a scratch first and then...
That's extra, the massage.
Get the job done.
No, I'm just thinking this could be something, you know, I'm sure... Like, what are your nails like? You got good nails for scratching backs?
They're not bad.
You could earn 130 quid in it for scratching somebody's back.
That's what they're charging, yeah. €130.
An hour.
What? More money than sense, huh? Mm-hmm.
Like, I would pretty much probably pay somebody that to scratch me feet. Come on. You know when you got
you
an itch?
You want to pay someone an awful lot more, don't you?
You know when you got an itch and it's deeper than the skin. It's like, it feels like the itch is on the bone and they just get that little bit.
I think you need an antihistamine.
Why?
Because if you've got some kind of weird itch in your feet going on that you can't scratch that. That itch.
Una, I have a proposition for you. I've got 50 quid here.
50 quid?
You scratch me feet for me.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Every morning we do our survey, says, and we have a statistic, and it's 35% of people admit to doing this, even though they think it's rude. You didn't go down your usual alleyway of...
being rude.
Yeah, being rude.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, maybe you were
I'm not always a potty mouth.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, yeah.
You're holding us in for later on in the show. Okay, here's our survey says from this morning.
Hi, Radio.
Survey says.
With Kevin Egan Cars.
What in the blazes is our survey saying this morning, Donald?
Survey says today, 35% of people admit to doing this, even though it's rude or considered rude.
Ooh, okay. So 35 admit to doing it, even though they know it's rude. Mm. Okay, let's get some guesses on 087-1102-107. Let me guess.
Go on.
Is this just use like... You're on your phone and it's on speakerphone and you're like walking along and or you're in public and you've your phone on speakerphone.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's so rude, especially, you know.
Yeah.
Like, especially.
If you're on
like,
public transport.
Yeah, you're on the bus or the train. And
you're playing dodgy tunes.
Or just answering a call in the office or wherever you're walking on loudspeakers. Yeah. I don't want to hear you call. Why are you doing that?
I always say as well, if your phone rings and if you're in a group, don't answer the phone while you're with the people. You say, sorry, just one second, I need to take this call. And then you walk away.
Oh yeah, obviously.
But some people are like, yeah, hi. I know. He's sitting here in front of me. I know, she's an absolute looter. Hang on a second. Did you buy a new car? There's a car there across the road that was parked skiways. Ah, oh, brilliant. Yeah. No, go on. Yeah. Can I do that? Yeah, that'll be 1,500,000 euro, grand.
It's not that. No.
Okay, great.
Is it eye rolling?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do know it's rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't help it. Look at the person I'm around.
Yeah, I know. And, you're very aware of it now, ever since that nurse in Scotland.
Oh, yeah, so you're going to... the nurse in Scotland.
Her employee. Yeah,
plots, yeah. Her eye rolling.
Her employer, yeah.
She got nearly 30 grand, didn't she?
I know. I am quids
you
in.
You are quids in, my friend, yeah. And I have admitted it.
And you know what?
You have me.
Watch this. I'm not going to share it with you. There's another 30 grand. Okay, we need some guesses on 087-1102-107. As usual, myself and Una are not correct.
35% of people admit to doing this even though it's considered rude. What is it?
Una? Stop it. It's not rude at all.
Hi, Radio. Survey says. With Kevin Egan Cars.
Sorry, Radio, we're hit music lives. What is the question we're asking on our survey this morning?
Today we're asking, 35% of people admit to doing this even though it's considered rude. What is it?
Guesses coming in on 087-1102-107.
When you go to the shop and you're on your phone, when you go to the checkout, because, Jesus, that's hard rude now. I don't know. That can't go on.
Can't go on.
It's Amanda here from Mullingar.
Amanda Mullingar does not like it when somebody's on their phone and goes up to the checkout.
Amanda speaks truth. It slows everything down because they can't pack then because they're on the phone. And then they're waiting with all the stuff at the
end. Who can't pack?
The person on the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's not the answer, unfortunately, but yeah, it is annoying.
I have been guilty because I've had to run into a shop. I was like, oh, here, hang on, and I'm on an important call. But what I'll do, I'll be like, I'm really sorry, I need to take this call, I'm sorry. Can I get this, that, and the other, thanks very much. And then I'll be like, hang on this sec there, I need to pay for this. And be like, then I've hung up on them!
You're so polite.
I am.
Is it leaving you on the drop down? I hate when people leave my messages on unread for days. Just reply yes or no, Simon. And Nate.
Oh yeah, that is annoying and rude.
But you know, some people now are snaky.
Oh right.
Because there's no blue ticks on WhatsApp. They turn them off, so you don't know whether they've read it or not.
Haven't they turned them off?
I don't know. No. I'm not very technologically minded, so I don't know.
You can turn them off.
You can turn them off.
Oh, sorry, right, that's it, yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
So you don't know if someone has read it or not.
No.
You're going out of your mind then. The hamster's running around in your head going, have they read it? Have they not read it? Oh my God, obviously they've read it and they're just leaving me on the drop down.
Either way, it's rude.
Rude.
I'm so conscious that you hate the drop down.
Yeah.
And you sent me a message the other day and I was walking across the yard to the car, and I got into the car and I had to drive, so I'm like, alright, I'll get back to you later on. And like, I knew you were sitting there looking at your phone.
Good. He's read it, and he hasn't replied.
Blue ticks, why hasn't he replied?
Yeah. Rude.
And I did reply to you saying, sorry took so long, I had to drive to Trim.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that small gesture of kindness.
Alright, okay. Conscious of getting me head bitten up.
It's not the answer.
Morning, guys. Would today's Scally's Alley maybe be do something or say you'll do something and then not do it? Or pick your nose?
Oh, it's got to be pick your nose. Gotta be.
It's not pick your nose, no. Oh, so though it does happen, especially when people are driving. But the first answer there, breaking plans or changing plans, that basically is the answer.
Is it?
It's when you've got plans in, you've agreed them, and you just... don't do them. That's
you back out, like,
yeah, you back out. You don't turn up to something you said you'd turn up to.
No, you should always tell that.
Yeah,
tell people
you just won't turn up and not send a sorry, I can't make
there
it.
There is a good way to get out of it if you didn't go and you didn't send a message or contact them.
What is that?
Just say, I thought it was next week.
Oh,
that was next week.
Look at you genius.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been getting away with that?
Up until now.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
We love our game called Rhyme It, and all you got to do is rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. It's so much fun, and the score to beat to get Una's mystery goodie bag, have a rummage through her drawers.
Yeah.
Was 8 and it was tied. What's it bet this morning? Let's have a listen.
Rhyme It this morning. We want to try and give away the contents of Una's drawers. In there could be absolutely anything. There is iRadio goodies in there, which is always a good thing. Woohoo! You got the water bottle. You got the keyring, which doubles up as a trolley.
That is a lifesaver, I might add.
It's so good. Una carries them around with her all the time, so if you want one, just ask her.
Yeah.
Una's going to be bombarded now in the supermarket. Sean is in Sligo. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Morning, guys. How are things?
Yeah, really good. Thanks very much. You're a health and safety officer.
That's right, yeah.
What does that mean? What have you got to do? Make sure people have their...
laces tight.
Just making sure people are safe, you know, regardless of the task that they're doing, just on the site or anything else.
So, like, if it came down to, like, checking office environment and stuff like this for health and safety, oh, my God, what just... that keeps happening. Why does that keep happening? Sorry about that. My thingamajig just started. When it comes to... my thingamajig started. That's what she said.
Oh, God.
Stop it. Okay. if somebody's... just say desk is really untidy and they have, like, bags all over the place and all over the floor, trip hazards everywhere. Like, what could we do to my colleague? What would happen?
I'll give them away to me. I'll take them.
Oh, you can't.
You can't confiscate my bag, Sean. I've about four bags I bring to work. I need them.
Well, that's it. Well, look, knowing you, if it's anything like there's like your drawers, there's two of everything in it.
Very good.
Yeah.
A bit like Eunice Parkin. She takes up two spaces for the one car.
Oh, what is this? What is this?
There you go.
How are we going out a day?
Okay. Sean, the rules, do you know what they are?
Yeah, all the answers have to rhyme with the word that you give me.
Good.
Perfect.
Man.
What a legend. You have a score of 8 to beat. We're going to give you a word. Answer every question that rhymes with that word. You have 30 seconds. The word that you have to rhyme with today is...
tap.
T-A-P. Your 30 seconds start now.
You use this to find your way.
Map.
This leaks from a tree.
Stop.
Another name for a bread roll.
Pop.
When you make a mistake, you might say, oh, what...
crap.
Something you hear wear on your head.
Cap.
As an alternative to a bread sandwich, you might have a what?
Crap.
A cat can come into the house through this.
Flap.
A type of popular music with US origin.
Crap.
A short sleep in the daytime is called a what?
Nap.
Time is up.
You're feeling confident.
You're pretty confident. You didn't miss any of them there. You had a score of 9!
Go on, Sean.
Congratulations, you knocked it over the bar. They say goals win games, but you got all points there. 9, you have won the contents of Una's drawers. God love you. Put on gloves before you go rummaging through them.
Hey, cheeky.
And you can also get yourself the iRadio goodies with that mystery bag. How do you feel, Sean? Speech.
Brilliant. It's a great way to start the weekend.
It is a great way to start the weekend. Are you any matches this weekend?
Yeah, match. We have a blitz now tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. So
I had
training last night with the boys, getting them all ready.
What age group do you train?
Under 9.
Under 9s. You wouldn't train under 5s and take some feral twins?
Not at all. I have twins myself, so I brought them the whole way through under 5. So.
Ah, very good. Boys, girls?
Yeah. Two boys,
lovely. Ah, so you know what it's like.
Absolutely chaos.
Wild. Alright, listen, Sean, you're absolute legend. You now are
well done, Sean.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You guys have a great weekend.
Bye.
Yourself.
You'd like to play Rhyme It and you reckon, yeah, I can do that. That's a really good high score. Rhyme It with your name and location to 0871 102 107.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una.
We came up with a new game today, and it was something that I think we're going to do maybe every Friday. It's where we say something and then we reverse it, and you've got to copy what we say in reverse.
This was hilarious.
It was brilliant. So what should we call it? We need a name for it.
Flip it.
Reverse it.
Yeah, something.
We'll figure it out. Anyway, have a listen. I am so looking forward to doing this. It's a little bit of fun and we want you to get involved with this. So we're going to get you to see how good you are at saying something or singing something backwards. Hear me out. All right, Una?
Yeah.
I'm going to say a line from a song and I'm going to reverse it on the computer here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear it in reverse. And then you're going to copy what I say in reverse. And then I'll reverse your copy of reversing to see, does it sound like
it's... yeah, you're listening,
forward.
You lost me. Can we just try it? Because reverse this, okay. Reverse that. Let's just try it. Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to flip it and reverse it, okay?
Yeah.
So it's going to be Pink Pony Club. But you know, yeah. Okay. do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
But you know, yeah. So I'm going to have to get you to copy that. But you know, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Malchinochne.
All right, let's see
Did you successfully do it? When I reverse it, will it sound like Pink Pony Club? You ready?
Yeah. In on slam.
That's hey! Good.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Have you ever listened to that?
In on slam.
Do you know what it sounds like? You sound like that girl at the end of the night who really wants you to play that song, and you go up to the DJ. How will you play me a song? What are you looking for?
In on slam.
Okay, so we want you to have a go at doing this, all right? So I'm going to turn the music down and I'm going to play this again.
But you know, yeah.
Okay, and you need to send us a WhatsApp of you saying that. We'll reverse your WhatsApp. We'll do them all together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And see, is it saying Pink Pony
Best
Club?
One gets a goodie bag.
Oh!
Woo!
Do we have goodie bags?
We'll find them.
Jesus, yeah. Una's like, we already gave away the contents of your drawer.
I know, yeah.
There's probably nothing left. Una said she'd buy you a purple snack. All right. So, have a listen. Here we go.
But, you know, yeah.
All right, copy that.
But, you know, yeah.
All right, send in your voice notes now. 087-110-2107. Let's see, does this work? This could either go horribly wrong or work really well. So what we were getting you to do was Pink Pony Club backwards. Pink Pony Club.
But, you know, yeah.
Nope, you up dip. Una, you had a go of it.
Yeah. On slam. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
It's like if I said to you, will you say Pink Pony Club by holding your nose and putting on a really strong Dublin accent, and it sounds like
on slam.
So how did you get on going in reverse? Here we go. Alright, how does that sound? Does it go Pink Pony Club? Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
Excellent.
Alright, next up. Okay, it sounds so different, doesn't it?
Not bad.
Very good. Okay. In reverse,
please.
Oh, that's very good. All right, we'll do one more.
Go on.
Please, fingers crossed. Okay, see, they went up on that one. Let's have a listen to that again. Please.
Oh, well done. Right.
Love that.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Do I need to apologise for my immature giggling to Truth or Trash today?
No, because it was actually hilarious. So funny.
I couldn't get the words out. And the more I laughed, the more I couldn't speak. It was good fun. Check it out.
Truth or Trash, it's so much fun every day. About 9:10, it's so yay. I'll get there someday.
Every single day.
Who's talking?
Not me.
You are so givey-outy today.
I am not givey-outy today.
I'm picking. All right. Listen, Truth or Trash is where we bring a fact. We do extensive research, usually last minute during the last song. There, Una goes, oh my God, where's my fact?
Lies. That's absolute lies.
No, it's not. There's cameras in the studio now. You can look at it live on the Go Loud app. All right. No, you can't. Not yet. All right. Donald has a fact and he's going to give it to us. We've got to see if he's telling the truth of the trash.
My fact today. We might say when it's raining a lot, it's raining cats and dogs, something we might say. But Norwegians would say, it's raining mice and fish. That's what they say.
It's raining mice and fish.
Beautiful.
That is my best Norwegian accent. I actually don't even know.
You sound like your man from Frozen. Frozen. Yeah. The guy who's in the shop.
You like a bag of carrots?
I'm going to say that's true. Oh, yeah. I like,
lock it in. Oh, that's
lock
the wrong
that in.
Swing. So, what did you say? What's the.
So, we say cats and dogs. They say it's raining mice and fish.
Yeah.
You do a good accent there, innit? Mish and fish.
Yaxi mad.
I'm going to say trash. I'm locking that bad boy in there now.
Locking it in. Locked in.
Yeah.
It's false, but they do say det regna tali regia, which literally means it's raining female trolls.
Yeah, female trolls.
Female trolls.
Female trolls.
Oh my God, that's the patriarchal society now again. Why does it have to be female trolls?
All right.
I can't remember male trolls.
Yeah, but if you said it was raining male trolls, you'd be like, oh yeah, it's always the male trolls coming at you.
No, I wouldn't.
Where are the female trolls?
Why can't
what about
say,
the...
trolls. It's raining trolls. But then, like, you know, putting female with the trolls, so you ought to get a, you know, get a vision in your head of a female who's a mean, nasty troll. Do you know what I mean? I just don't like it.
Oh, wow.
No, no, like a female troll is usually nice.
What?
Yeah. They don't tend to eat children.
If you called me a troll,
really hungry,
I would be insulted. I'd be insulted.
Yeah, but they are actual trolls from, where was it?
There is Norway.
Norway. Mm. Like, it's like we've leprechauns, they've trolls.
You're lying to me now. You're lying.
No, look it up. There's even movies about it. Like trolls.
They're nice trolls.
I'm sure there's a nice troll.
Okay, I'm fine. Okay.
Wouldn't trust a troll though.
Nah, no.
You're saying you wouldn't trust a woman. There you go.
Well, now that fact went a bit different, yeah.
Oh my God, I have a funny feeling there's a rant coming. Yeah. Right, I've no idea what's going on. All right, my fact, you ready for this?
Yeah.
You've heard of Stonehenge?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, massive tourist attraction. Mm. Really old piece of thing, art. A lovely old piece of art. Stonehenge, it's beautiful and there's many things like it, but there's another ancient tourist attraction called...
Say it. Go on. Oh. You just say it. Oh, you're such a leader.
Bonehenge.
Wow. I've never heard of
what
Bonehenge.
What kind of movies are you watching?
Ones with trolls. Trolls!
Bonehenge.
I'm absolutely sweating now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's trash because I just think you wanted to say Bonehenge because that's just the way you roll.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I've never heard of it, but it could be true. I don't know, I'm going to say true.
You're saying true?
Yeah, but I've never heard of it.
Bonehenge.
It could be a very small tourist attraction. Yeah.
Are you both,
down south.
So, Una, you're saying trash.
Yeah.
You're saying
true. I'm saying it could be true. I have no idea.
Well, you have to make a decision, don't...
That's why I've said true.
Oh. Yeah. It is true.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. It was made about 20,000 years ago. It's in Russia, and it is basically the skeletal remains of tusks from mammoths, and it's called Bonehenge.
Bonehenge. Wow, you learn something new every day.
Wow. There you go, yeah. Oh, you all right, Cooper?
I'm fine. I'm ready to move on, but Una's got to go now.
Right, okay. My fact today is...
Bonus!
37% of companies in Japan have agreed to switch to reusable toilet cloths. Just rinse and reuse.
Oh,
it's
God.
Part of a huge nationwide drive to lower their carbon footprint.
Is that it?
Huh?
Yeah. They do very strange things there, and they're very forward in... technology.
Yeah, like, very forward in technology.
I think that might be a jump too far.
That's why though?
Just because I don't want reused cloths if
but
I was going
over
there.
Did you know that only 30% of the world's population use toilet paper? Mm. Only 30%. The rest use the thing
the
that Cooper has in his house, the bidet.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I agree
like
with
30%
the
is literally a drop in the ocean.
Yeah.
I think we should have bidets everywhere. But I don't think they're going to use... I hope they're not going to use reusable cloths to wipe the body.
Good for the environment.
Good for the environment, don't...
It is, but there must be another way in that forward-thinking
place. Obviously, they have a forward-thinking way of cleaning it directly after usage.
So, where is this Japan? So yeah. You reckon that they've robots that come up and lift you off your seat, give you a good blast and pat you down and dry you?
I thought about a good blast. Oh, yeah, like a dryer, like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, that could be good.
It's so bidet for the bum, and now we need a dry thing for the bum. Like, you know the way you have a dryer for your hands? They have it. Do they have it?
Yeah, the Japanese toilet.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's
good. I love how you're jumping on technology from 20 years ago.
That's fantastic. Why don't we have that technology in this country?
Una's going to be at the tech summit next year. Guys, I've had a great idea. Never mind toilet paper, none of that nonsense. This toilet will wash your bottom and it has a blow dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It already exists.
I'm saying trash. Just because...
Lock it in.
I think they would have thought of something better than that. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to say true and I'm locking it in. Oh, God.
It could be true.
It could be true.
I can't do it.
It's trash. 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 But I there are just rinse and reuse reusable toilet cloths in places. I saw it somewhere recently. Yeah. I just can't remember.
That one is your eyeball ditch.
Yeah.
I'd want to avoid that reusable toilet cloth place.
It's much better for the environment.
Yeah. It's much better for the environment.
What we have at home. Little. We've got the fancy Japanese toilet which blows your bottom.
Yeah, right. Saying that.
Yeah.
You're so notion-y. You've got your, what do you call, EFA? What's that again? Your robot.
Vacuum and mop.
Vacuum and mop. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if you had one of those fancy things.
I'd love one.
You have a bidet.
We don't have a bidet.
You do have a bidet.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
The creme de la creme. The part of the show where Una just went for it. You had the rant of all rants about Karens.
About Karens. Yeah, I'm sticking up for the Karens. Oh, I want justice for the Karens. Why should Karen be a Karen? Why can't Karen be a Kevin?
And there you are, being a Karen once more.
Oh!
My goodness, have we had a reaction to something on WhatsApp on 087-1102-107. Una, do you remember during Truth and Trash, we were talking about trolls? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, Donal's fact. Yeah. About the female trolls.
Yeah, so let's just have a listen to what you said and just kept going with
it. Which literally means it's raining female trolls.
Yeah, female trolls.
Female trolls?
Female trolls.
Oh my God, that's the patriarchal society. Now again, why does it have to be female trolls?
All right,
I can't remember male trolls.
Yeah, but if you said it was raining male trolls, you'd be like, oh yeah, it's always the male trolls coming at you.
No, it wouldn't.
We're the female trolls.
What about the trolls? It's raining trolls, but then, like, you know, putting female with the trolls, so you ought to get a, you know, get a vision in your head of a female who's a mean, nasty troll. Do you know what I mean? I just don't like it.
Oh wow,
no, a female troll is usually nice.
What?
Yeah. They don't tend to eat children.
If you called me a troll,
really hungry,
I would be insulted.
Wow, you literally went off on one.
Not really. I'm just sticking up for the female of the species. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Mike Andrada says, "All right, Karen, you went off a bit there on the trolls."
Oh, wow, Mike.
Answer me this, Mike.
Mr. Mansplainer Mike. Yeah.
Okay.
Why does Karen? Yeah, have to be a girl. Why does the face of complaining and nagging and entitlement have to be a woman when the male keyboard warriors do be sitting down throwing shade and leaving mean reviews on Yelp? I want justice. I demand justice for all the women named Karen who never once asked to be immortalized as a massive pain in the hoop, but that's what's happened to them because the patriarchy decided that when a woman uses her statutory right to complain, if she's not happy with whatever service or good she's received, she's been branded a Karen, which is basically a metaphor for a stroppy, moany yoke, isn't it? So when a woman complains, she's being difficult. But when a man complains, he's taking charge. When women complain, ooh, classic Karen. When men moan, oh, he's visionary, a leader. Like, that's a load of BS. I am here to free the Karens, right? I want to give back power to the Karens, to the ladies. I want to swap Karen for a male name. And I'm open to all suggestions, right? Because men throw tantrums too. But when they do, it's called being a man and being assertive, and it all gets rebranded as passion while poor Karen just wanted her latte fixed. And look what happened. Do you know what I mean? Why should Karens have to take the fall for bad behaviour? Let's suck it to the man. Do you know what I mean? Let the man take... Who's going to sign my petition, Cooper? Will you sign my petition, Justice for Karen? Where are all the male Karens? And what are we going to name them? So, how'd you like that, Mike?
I have never, ever heard you sound more like a Karen in my life. Oh my God!
No!
You literally just described a Karen as a Karen.
I did not describe a Karen as a Karen. I am trying to bring justice for Karen. Because why should...
She's off again!
No, why should Karen be a girl? Like,
why?
It just enrages me. Why can't we swap it for a man?
Lads don't complain. We just get on with life.
Look, don't complain. You're the biggest complainer I've ever met in my life.
You might say that.
Yeah. So,
throw water off a duck's back.
Okay, can we please, if a man wants the Karen, Karen? What's a man version? Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
What are we going to call him?
We'll amuse you.
Like, you swap right. Karen for yeah. Kevin. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
Sorry, Kevin. I'm not saying it's Kevin, but like, why was it given a Karen name?
Right. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm not going to tell you to calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
0871 102 107. Okay, so we need a male name for Karen, because yeah. Karen over there is looking for one.
I swear to God, stop it.
This is iRadio, it's Cooper and Karen. We are trying to find, or you're trying to find, it doesn't bother me, I'm not bothered about it because I'm not a Karen. We're trying to find a male name for Karen because you think it's unfair that all the ladies are getting the blame for stuff, don't
100%,
you?
100%, yeah.
There she goes again. All right, so you had a good rant. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Yeah, lots of WhatsApps coming in on 0871 102 107.
You've just proved his point. You're definitely a Karen today, all right?
You see, there he goes. More patriarchal stuff going on here.
Are you Googling words to say on the radio right
no.
now? Okay.
Is Una there going through the menopause?
What happened to the sisterhood? Thanks for the support. And it's not called the menopause anymore. It's called the freedom pause or the power pause. Look it up.
Is it?
In my head. It should be.
Okay.
Yeah. The main equivalent should be a Malcolm, because they are all moaners.
There we go. Malcolms are moaners, according to that.
Yeah, Sinead in Leitrim says it has to be Morris.
Morris?
Morris.
Instead of a Karen?
Yeah.
Okay, Morris having a moan.
Yes, Una. Love it. That was the best piece of radio broadcasting I think I've ever heard.
Don't you encourage her.
Yes.
Like driving my car, not named Karen, but so team petition free the Karen. I reckon we should call him Mike, just to balance this out a bit, because Mike did bring it on himself this morning with that.
He did.
He did.
Unnecessary comment.
He did, yeah.
So yeah, I'm here for being a Mike. Free the Karen. Go for Mike.
Free the Karen, go for Mike.
Free the Karen, be the Mike. Yes, yes, yes. I'm down with that.
Mike?
Yeah.
Good, Mike. All right, Grant, you've had your rant, you've had your day, well done.
Well, hold on a second. No, keep them coming in. More suggestions.
With Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolled. Jumpstart your morning. Anytime you want.
That's the podcast, Breakfast Rolled. I hope you enjoyed it. We're back next week, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. Monday to Friday, and the podcast after the show every day. Did you enjoy yourself this week?
Lots of fun.
It was great fun. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Remember, follow, subscribe, like, share. You know what to do.